SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. One expert says it may take some time to learn the exact cause of the crash that killed six service members on board a plane in Iraq. Alan Allendale, a former investigator for the Air Force Safety Center, reports.
We lose about as many people in training and in mishaps as we do in combat. That's literally true. Decade in, decade out, in every war, and certainly in peacetime, accidents are one of the major losses of people in the military. So that's why they need to reinvigorate their safety programs, not just the Air Force, but all three services.
Taxes are still a big difference between many red states and blue states.
Many red states are cutting taxes this year, while Democratic state legislators in many blue states are proposing major income tax rate increases. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity lists five states with proposed income tax hikes. They are Michigan from 4.25% to 9.25%, New York from 13.5% to 15.5%, Rhode Island from 5.99% to 8.99%, Virginia from 5.75% to 10%, and Washington from 0 to 9.9%. Keith Peters, Washington.
Correspondent Charles DeLesma reports Ukraine President Zelensky calls the easing of sanctions on Russia a mistake. A new poll finds that economic confidence is up. The Rasmussen Reports Economic Index finds that confidence has increased to 110 this month. That's more than 2 points higher than February. Enthusiasm about the economy surged during President Trump's first term before tumbling after COVID threw Americans out of work. This is SRN News. Americans don't think much of their fellow citizens.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 53% of U.S. adults say their countrymen are morally bad. That's the highest percentage of any nation in Pew's 25-country survey. Turkey is the only place that gets close to the U.S., and only 49% of people there say they think their fellow citizens are morally bad. Canada is the country where the least number of residents think their countrymen are bad, just 7%. Michael Harrington reporting.
As Christianity wanes in the U.S., many people are turning to the occult. The Conscious Life Expo, which convenes thousands of New Age spiritual seekers in L.A. each year, has just wrapped up. The event is now attracting a diverse audience seeking meaning without God. Organizer Michael Savada says, I think it's evolved to much more of a religion about aliens. A number of the speakers at this year's expo claimed to be aliens. This is SRN News. Taxes are still a big difference between many red states and blue states.
Many red states are cutting taxes this year, while Democratic state legislators in many blue states are proposing major income tax rate increases. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity lists five states with proposed income tax hikes. They are Michigan from 4.25% to 9.25%, New York from 13.5% to 15.5%, Rhode Island from 5.99% to 8.99%, Virginia from 5.75% to 10%, and Washington from 0 to 9.9%. Keith Peters, Washington.
A major CEO is leaving Washington State. Starbucks founder Howard Schultz is moving to Miami following the Democrats' passage of a 9.9% income tax on those earning over $1 million annually. More details at srnnews.com.